enough to get me through. We're up to the Sabbath Gimel of an Aleph, middle of the page. Okay. And we're learning out how do you know that to pay kefil on anything that was stolen. So we said we learned it from a ribuy miyut to ribi, because with klal prat to klal we would have excluded birds because they're all animals.
Klal prat is much more restrictive than
that's right. Ribi means everything except that which is furthest from it. So we include every single thing. And how is it ribuy? Because the word kol is a ribuy. Whenever it says kol is a ribuy, we ask the question kol is a ribuy. We find by ma'isa that kol is not a ribuy. So we said that it's only klal prat to klal. So there's a difference between bakor and kol. Or we said. Okay, Mehdi, let us see. This is where we stop. Mehdi, let us see. By 10 lines at the bottom of the page. Ksiv mi kora klalu prata klal. We have a klalu prata klal. The receiver says, ki yitein ish ere eyu kesev a kailin lishma. The two psukim, one regarding a shemir sachar and one regarding a shemir chinim. The first pasuk is about a shemir chinim. It says that if you gave your friend kesev a kailin, money or kailin, to guard for you. So now the chaylim, and then it was stolen from the guy's house, and you must say, gotta be paid double. So it talks about kefil, and it talks about, it says, ki yitein ish ere eyu klal, is a klal. Kesev oy kelim is a prat, and lishma to guard anything, hod of a kol. So we have a klal or prat a klal. Now, the east, al kadata, if you're going to tell me, hi, al kol dvar pesha. The other pasuk that we had was al kol dvar pesha, which is the second pasuk by, which is the second pasuk that talks about shem and shem, there talk about shem and sacha. And there it says also that Shayashilakim Shnayim Shalom. If you can tell me that Hayah called by Peshan Namu Chal Pratados, so why do you have two psukim klal prata klal telling you pay double? And you pay double for everything. Nichtev Rachmona Lahani Prati Gabehe Klal Prat. Let all the pratim be together. Let's have only one klal prata klal regarding a kefil that includes all different kinds of items, whatever it is. A cold vat pesha lumbly. Why do you need the pasuk also a cold vat pesha with klal prata klal telling you that everything is included when it comes to geneva or telling you tainas ganif? What do you need it for? Shemaminom comes to teach you that ribuyu must be that one. It's not just a klal prata klal. It must be a ribuyu. Because klal, for one of them, it will only be a klal prata klal. Klal prata prat. Klal is only me'ena prat, which is what? You'd marbe all things except birds. All things which are tali, maga, mas, and all that kind of stuff. Except birds. So that's why we have another pasuk. So therefore we'll say, one, two, four. One of them is to tell you it's a ribuyu me de ribuyu, which marbe even birds. Hashta the am. Now that you tell me the kol ribuyu, now they tell me it's a ribuy, it's not just a klal prat klal, it's a ribuy mi ribuy. And how it works is that the meat are only exceptions. It's called hani prati lomeli. What are they all coming to exclude? Everyone now is an exception. Not coming to be mar bekein the prat, it's coming to exclude that which is opposite of the prat. So what are you coming to exclude? So the one explains. Chad lemute karka. One of them tell you if you steal karka, you don't pay double. Chad lemute avonim. One of them tell you if you steal avonim, because avonim hukshul kakoy is nachalte moisov, you don't pay double. And the chad lemute shtaris. One is to exclude shtaris. That shtaris also not gufun mammon. Salma. What is Salma coming to exclude? Lemute dover she'enim asuyim. Rashi learned something that has no simen. And the other Foshim have a problem with that. What do you mean it has no simen? It's talking about Geneva here. Who cares if it has a simen? It doesn't have a simen. It's not an Aveda here. It's talking about Geneva. But we're actually talking about, as we'll soon see in the Gemara, why we need two klal prata klal, why we need two ribu. One is for toyin tainas ganif, and one for toyin tainas aveda. And maybe Rashi is learning that if you hold by toyin tainas aveda, which means by an aveda, what happens if somebody lost something, or he claims that it was lost, and then it turned out to be that somebody found something, and then he says that I lost, it was stolen from me. Turned out to be that it wasn't stolen from him, you pay double as well. So he didn't steal, it came back terribly. It was lost, he found it. But then he said it was stolen from him and it wasn't, so you pay double. So there is only something that has a simon. That's how Rashi seems to be learning. Another Shema argue. Al kol aveda. And then it says in the pasuk, al kol aveda. So look, what do you need al kol aveda for? Look at Abchia Baraba. The Amrachia Baraba, Amrachia, and Hatoyin Tainas Ganab Aveda. What happens if you're toying tainas ganif? But not in the case of shame, but rather in the case when you found an object and then you say that what? That it was stolen from me and turned out to be afterwards it was in your pocket. How do you know in this case also shem kefil? Because here l'cheder came behet teda and you took no responsibility. Shemam it says, al kol aveda asher yema. By saying al kol aveda asher yema, that means you're saying that it was stolen, not it was actually stolen. Go to your mother.
So in which to achieve this result that you want to achieve, you have to have one set of psukim with klal prata klal and ribuyut to get to.
Once you have one ribuyut, it's marbe everything. Marbe explains that almost the same thing. But
so they are dependent on each other. Yeah, two systems are dependent on each other.
That's right. This whole Gemara coming up now is going to talk about why we need two psukim for Tanya and Tanya is Ganu. So right now we're answering one is the Chibar Abbas, one is Aveda, and one is by Shemir. So we're going to write we looked in the Mishnah later on. Hey, Chen Pigdoini, if a guy says to Reuven, says to Shimon, where's the Pekot? And they gave it to mine for me. I'm like, of that, I lost it. Mashbiachani, Reuven says, okay, swear that you lost it. Then he says, Shem Bechinim, so he's Potter, but Amen, he says, Amen. And he has to ask you to swear. So he has to swear that it was lost before we call it Toyin Tayin's Ganif. And then if not, he was mighty, because mighty you don't pay double. But Aidim Eidim Oisa Shachlu and Aidim come along to Hasaka China, you ate it. Mishalim Mesak Keren, you pay only Keren. Hoidim, you pay Hoidim Apiyat if he was mighty. So here he wasn't Toyin Tayin's Ganif. He didn't say it was stolen from me, he said it was lost. So it was lost, and you found out that it was never lost, so you have to pay. If he was made in himself that his shvur that he made was a false, then mishalim you pay keren and you pay a chaimish, but you also pay asham, because when do you pay an asham for shvur? Only if you were made in that, if you were forced by edim. What happens? Reuven says, Shimon, hey,
pick so doini. Better off keeping his mouth shut than getting
forced. Yeah, but he wants to do tshuva. What do you mean? Hey, another case. Heichen pigdoni, one like nignev. This time he's toyin tainas ganav. He was stolen majbiyachani and told him to swear. But Omar Amen, and the Eidim Eidim Oisa Shagonvu, they said you stole it. Then here Mishal to Shlomi Kefil. So you need Eidim and you need what? You need a Shavu. Hoide Ma'atzma, if he was made on his own, Mishal Keren, Vechemish, Vashem. If he's made on his own, you pay Keren, Vashem. Telling me what we learned. What we learned, however, but Toyin Tainas Gane, if we learned that by a Toyin Tainas Gane, the Mishal and Shlomi Kefil, we learned by a Toyin Tainas Gane that you pay Kefil. Abel the Toyin Tainas over loy mishal and teshlumi kaful. What do we hear from here? That when do you pay kaful only if you tainy that was stolen from you, but if you tainy that was lost from you, you don't pay kaful. And nochme afilu Toyin Tainas ganav. And number two is even if you tainy was stolen b'shvur the mishal only if you swore false do you pay teshlumi kaful. Abel shaloy b'shvur if you didn't swear ain't the mishal and teshlumi kaful. Okay, so only Toyin Tainas ganav and you swore. If you didn't swear, for example, having a mafkid, you said I'll pay you. Then you don't pay double. Minohan imili, how do you know you need a shavua? The Torah Bami learned. It says in the Pasuk, im yimotzei haganif. It says in the Pasuk, by the first time, it talks about Shem Echinim. It says you gave your friend Kesef and Kalim to guard for you and it was stolen from his house. If you found the ganif. Now what are we talking about? We're talking about you found the real ganif or you found out that he himself was a ganif. It was a Toyin Tainas ganif. So we'd say, he's talking about a Toyin Tainas ganif. The first part is talking about that he tainted the Shem Echinim, also a Toyin Tainas ganif. Ato aim between Tainas Ganav, but ain't no Ganav. Ato, how you talking about that he himself? Maybe you're talking about you found the genuine Ganav. Because your aim it says a pasuk, im lo yimot. The next pasuk says, and if you don't find the Ganav, then the balabais goes to the bezin and he swears the mashalach yodai. But and there's talking about Toyin Tainas Ganav because of a daber. When he says im lo yimot se haganav, and we'll see how we learn from this pasuk here exactly. What do you mean you didn't find the Ganav? Because he himself was a Ganav. He didn't find an outsider a ganav. He found that the owner himself has a ganav. So therefore, since the next pasuk is talking about Toyin Tainas ganav, the preceding pasuk is also talking about Toyin Tainas ganav. I want to psukim musulzi. Telling you right, Tani the another brayse. This is the whole next thing about all these psukim. We learn another brayse. Im yimotze ganav. It says in this very first pasuk, Shem Echinim, it says he found the ganav. This brayse holds the ganav. We're not talking about the balabos was the ganav. We're talking about a real ganav. Atoim beganav. That's what you're talking about. You're talking about a ganav. Really, ain't nobody talking about a ganav. Hang on, about a real ganav. Maybe talking about the owner himself. Talking about a ganav. Kishoim. The next pasuk says im lo yimotze ganav. The next pasuk says if he didn't find the ganav, but he himself was the ganav. Had he talking about a ganav? Or since the second pasuk says im lo yimotze ganav, he's talking about he himself is a ganav. Oh, ma'ani mekai. What do the pasuk im yimotze ganav? Beganav. That's because of that. They're talking about that he himself is the ganav. So sorry, the first pasuk is talking about the ganav. The second pasuk is talking about he himself, the ganav. So the first pasuk is talking about a genuine ganav. The kuli alamias, but what is even both brises? Everyone agrees that the second pasuk is talking about Toyin Tainas ganav. And what does the pasuk say? If you don't find the ganav, the nikir balabais lakim, you bring into a lakim. What do you mean? You bring to bezin to swear. So that's how we know that when do you say Toyin Tainas ganav? You have to pay double only if you swore false. Im lo yimotze ganav, but Toyin Tainas ganav kisiv. talking about a my mashma. How do you see? Let's say everyone agreed that im lo yimotze ganav, you didn't find the third party to be ganav, you found the owner. How do you see that? Omar Rava, so Rava says im lo yim. This is how we touch the pasuk. Im lo yimotze kamash amav. We don't find the way the guy claims. But what do you find? Elishu atzmei ganvoy. But he himself stole it. Then yishalom shnayim. He has to pay double. How do you know that the only time you pay double is if he swore that it was stolen? If he just claimed that it was stolen and then it turned out to be he was a guy, if you don't pay double. Only if he swore about it. Tanya, we learned, what does the second passage say? The nikr balabayis elokim. He's brought to the bezin lishvua and to do what? To swear. Maybe only a judgment. It says shlichas yad later on, and shlichas yad lamaila, and says shlichas on over in this passage over here. By Yishayim Mesachar it says, Shvuas Hashem Tiyah Meshneim Im L'Sholach Yodeh. And here it says, V'nika Babayis L'Kim Im L'Sholach Yodeh. And what did it do by Yishayim Mesachar? Shvuas Hashem Tiyah Meshneim. Talk about a Shvuah. So it says here, V'nika Babayis L'Kim. And it says, Im L'Sholach Yodeh, obviously means a Shvuah. V'nevri L'mat, L'mayla. Ma L'Hal L'Shvuah, V'kan L'Shvuah. Talking about it. B'Shleim makes sense. L'man D'Omar Chad, the first pasuk, you're talking about a Ganef. And the Chad, the first pasuk where it says, Im Yimotze HaGanef. It's talking about you found the real Ganef. And you pay double. And this pasuk where it says, Im lo yimotze ganav, it's talking about toyin tainas ganav, I understand why I need to psukim. Chad be ganav, chad be toyin ganav, hainach si betrei kroi. Now I know I need to psukim. One's talking about you found the real ganav, he pays double to the from the shamer. And the other talking about if the shamer himself turned to be ganav, fine. El mandom etavayi be toyin tainas ganav, but the one who said they're both tain, they're both talking about the same thing. Trei kroi lomeli, why do you need to psukim? So we're going to go back and forth now. Amri, so we'll say, each pasuk teaches you something else. And then we're going to ask, of course, the one who holds that both psukim are talking about two different things, so where do you learn out this extra thing? So, chad l'mu'ute, the one who says you need two psukim, why? Chad l'mu'ute tainis of it. If the guy says that it was lost, he didn't say it was stolen, he said it was lost. It turned out to be that he was a ganav. How do you know he don't pay double? So that's why we need two psukim. One pasuk can tell you that if he says, I was a ganav, it was stolen for me, it turned to be a lie. If he doubled, the other one tell you that dafkik tainis kineva. But if he tainis ovad, you don't pay double. What about the other mandam? Chad be ganav, chad be ganav, ganav. The one who learns that you need each pasuk. One is talking about a real ganav. One is talking about 20 times ganav. The lay meyaita, nothing is extra. The mute tainus of him. How do you know that if he says it was lost from me, turn up he's a ganav. You don't pay double. So we answer. Megan, it could have said im lo yimotze ganav. What do you mean haganav? Haganav, the extra hey, tell you that what the ganav, but not the guy who says it was lost. The one who holds a bop sukkim for 20 times ganav, and he already has a pasuk to exclude aveda. What does it do with extra hay? The immediately 20 times of it. God of haganav, my daughter. What does he dash with extra hay? He could have said ganav, and says haganav. What does he do with the hay? I'm a loch boiling. You know what he needs extra hay for? Look, Rabbi Chiba Rabba, I'm Rabbi Yechon to include Rabbi Chiba Rabba said. Rabbi Chiba Rabba, I'm Rabbi Yechon. Hatoyin tainas ganav be pikodin. If somebody, another Chiva Rabba, who said, if somebody claims that it was stolen and he was caught, the Shemu was caught, a liar, he pays double. And then what happened if the Shemu was caught that he shechted it or sold it? He pays dollar the hay. In other words, he has all the dinim of a ganav. How do you know that? Maybe only the double. How do you know he pays the 4 and 5? He could remember came into his hand legitimately. That's why we need Haganav. He's Mamish a Ganav. He has all the dream of a Ganav. So we know from Haganav. No, but the one who doesn't use Haganav, the one who has doesn't have an extra Haganav. He needs Haganav to exclude Aveda. Lamando Amachad be Ganav, Chad be Toyin Tainz Ganav. One is a Ganav, one is a Ganav. And he learns to exclude Aveda from Haganav. Where does he know to include Tavach Amachar? The Haganav, Haganav, Afkele Mutya Tainz Aveda. He uses the Haganav to exclude if the Shema said it was lost. He said, you know how I know? It's a hekesh, because we have two psukim next to each other. One pasuk says, ki yitni yishalei. Another one says, im lo yimotzeganev. Obviously, im lo yimotzeganev. And since we have a hekesh to each other, and over there, but if it's a real ganev, what does he do? What does a real ganev do if he would have shechted or stolen it? He would pay 4 or 5 times. And the next pasuk, im lo yimotzeganev, is talking about toyin times ganev. Since the hekesh, the two psukim are next to each other, so it comes to teach you that what? That you also paid like a ganav 4 or 5 times.
So even though Rabbi Chiba Rabba learned his din from a totally different limud, he's going to learn the same din.
Rabbi Chiba Rabba doesn't tell us where he learns it from. He just tells you a fact. He doesn't give us a mocker. So we have two opinions now based on how you understand the subsukim. We have a mocker, either from the haganav or from the hekesha.
I'm saying in the limud of Chiba
he
Rabba
said nothing.
Himself.
He didn't say anything. He just said the din.
This general difference that you he's a shoyver. The Italian is it's lost. The Italian is
lost. You don't pay double. Exactly, you pay
Kevin. He's saying the lesser of a lie that you don't pay double.
But it's like there's a custom of the Italian that if you claim you don't become a ganif. Because it came to your hand legitimately, how can you be
yeah,
ganif?
Yeah, but it can be ganif legitimately either, and then you tie it in both cases.
The chiddush is not a veda that you don't. Why should you be a ganif? I'm a liar, not a ganif. The chiddush is that if you tie your tie a ganif, you take over the dinim of a ganif. That's the chiddush. Because the ganif normally I take from you illicitly. Here, you gave it to me.
What's the lashon of pasuk? I forget what it's called when you trick someone, you deceive them.
I know.
Isn't this in that sort of category? You took a deposit from a guy.
No, b'shas ma'isa, you didn't have this in mind. It only happened afterwards. So b'shas ma'isa, you took it all legitimately. Le'soinu, as Achich is talking about, Amitecha is talking about that you deceived them, you planned, deliberately deceived them. That's the matter. Anyway, right? It's a hakeshu. And Rashi explains hekesh means two psukim next to each other, not because they're similar. Similar, that's a binyanav, a ben metzidim. The aim is shivan al hekesh, and you can't ask any questions on the hekesh. More later on explained. Bishleim, bishleim, the man domer chad beganav vechad betoyin ganav. You hold up one, the two psukim are different things. Shapir, it makes sense. The man domer tavai betoyin ganav ganav atzman alei. If one puzzle about a real ganav, we're talking about a 20 times ganav. So we know both didn't. But if you tell me that what both are talking about 20 times ganav, how do you know that a real ganav also pays double? How do you know a real ganav pays double? You can tell me it's common sense. Who's worse, a ganav or a 20 times ganav? A ganav is, but lechayda that's not good enough. Menochitem aleisim kavuchayim a 20 times ganav. When does a shomer have to pay 20 times ganav? Only if he swore about it. So maybe a regular ganav doesn't pay double. Since daya love him and adin lis kenodin, you learn a kavuchayim from a shomer should be the same thing as shomer. Only if he swore that he doesn't know anything about it, then he turned out to be that he was a ganav. Malahalam b'shua kam b'shua and v'digmara nafkalei. According to one who holds that both psukim are talking about 20 times ganav, the whole din of kafel is only by 20 times ganav. So how do you know a regular ganav pays kafel? Nafka sends it out from Tonnes Vechiskia. Now you have to have a cup here, because the next whole Gemara is on this Tonnes Vechiskia. The Tonnes Vechiskia said, the Pasek, it says the Pasek, by Gneva, in him Motse Tim Motse Be Yodoy HaGneva, if you found in your hand the Gneva, and then it says Meshoid, then it itemizes, Shoid at Chamoid at Se, four things, Shoid Chamoid Se, and Chaim, living, Shnaim Mishan, you pay double. Now let's go through the Pasek. So Tonnes Vechiskia says, it could have said Shoid Ugneva. Shor, it seems saying Shor first and then Gneva, even though Pasas first Gneva then Shor. Right? In Yotzim Amhats, in Motzim, we're going to Gneva, Mishor, Ba'atse. Hakka, Bechlal, every single item would have been included in the Gneva. Ilukacha, Yisi, Eimer, but if I would have said that even included Mahaprat, I would have said, well, it's a Klal, Prat, a Klal. And because of the Klal, because that's Shnaim, Mishal, you pay double regard of what you stole. So, Klal, Prat, a Klal, and the Prat is, let's say, Shor. Mahaprat, Mefudish, Krov, and Zeshavish, brought to Mizbech. I've called Krov, the Gabbard, any brought to Mizbech. Ma yesh la lahavi, so what are we going to include in that? A shayt. But shayt is already written. Obviously, it's going to include, it includes things even beyond the shayt. Ma yesh la lahavi, what are you going to bring? A seh. It says already a shayt. So what are you going to include? Even a seh. Not only a shayt, but also a seh. But seh is already included. It's Kishwemi said the next word in the pasuk is mashayt ad seh. You were going to learn from shayt anything that goes on the mizbech, which would include a seh. So why is the Torah spell out seh? Obviously, it includes something more than that. What's more?
What is the second klal chayim?
No. The Ka'akal is no, Shnayim Mishal. Chaim is also limiting.
Shnayim
Mishal on the floor. Yeah. Kishu'aim seh, later on we'll see it's Himatsit Himatsit. Two words, though, that in some could call and call. Kishu'aim is a second answering more later. Kishu'aim says seh, how do you say almost? Already included. The Torah already says seh befedish. So what am I learning from the Kal Prat? Ha, Mani Mekayim Geneva. So what am I learning from the Klal of Geneva? What am I coming to add? Because the Prat is only limiting. Klal of Prat, the Klal is coming to add. What am I coming to add? The Rabbah is called over, even things which are not brought to Mizbech. Like what? I already know everything is brought to Mizbech. I would have said, Ma Prat, Mefud is Dover, Akkadish B'chayr. Only things which you bring are only things which can be a B'chayr. I've called Dover, Akkadish B'chayr. I would think only things which are B'chayr, which is what? A Chamayr. I would include a chamayr. Ma yesh loch lahavi. So what would you include from shayin and say a chamayr? But the Torah clearly says in shayin that says chamayr. So that which you wouldn't include from the klal prat is mefurish in the Torah. So what are I learning from klal prat? Chamayr. Because you're only chamayr. Had a chamayr amur. So we said the fashion of the Torah. Ma ani mekayim geneva. So what do I do with the klal of geneva? The rabbis called dover to include everything else. Right. So what are we talking about? Yoyim asher v'chamayr v'seh v'geneva v'akor b'chlal. Everything we wanted chayim for. What else am I including? Ilukacha yisrael. I would have said ma prat mefurish bala chayim. I would have said all of these things are living things. So therefore, it comes to include even things which are not living. And what's the next word in the pasuk? Chayim. What had need chayim for? If I already knew that from klal prat klal. I've called bal chayim. My yeshal lavi shab bal chayim. Kishoyim chayim. The Torah clearly says chayim. Hari chayim. Omer says chayim. Hamani mekayin geneva. The rabbis called davar to include everything. Let's analyze. In fact, we should probably stop here because we're going to go analyze a whole ton of it.